We had a few calls yesterday about Brian. I'm sure that any of you who are listening remembered Brian, who phoned in to talk about being abused as a young boy many years ago and his general dissatisfaction with life. Brian really felt that he didn't really like anybody. I know a lot of people were concerned about his well-being. We certainly were. We did get in contact with him after the program, offering to connect him with counseling services. The Salvation Army have talked to us. The Handmaidens gave him the number for a support association that can help him. And I just hope he's okay. His story did affect us here, believe me. And if anybody else is struggling, you should get in touch with Lifeline on 13 11 14. But as I say, we took care of Brian to the best of our ability. It's a tough thing to handle, you know, to hear a fellow, because he's no youth. He's 90 years old. He's no youth. And to hear him talk of something that happened all those years ago, it's not easy. It was very, very sad, I've got to say. Anyway, hopefully Brian's all right. The Handmaidens have called him and checked him out this morning. Tell us what's on your mind, 1-300-564-652. Pick up the phone, dial the number, or send an email to thefortress@johnlaws.com.au. Now, hopefully we've got Brian on the line. Are you there, Brian?
Yes.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, it's not a good morning for me at all. I don't think you were fair at all.
Oh, really? Well, I'm sorry to hear you say that.
You just listen to me, John.
I'm listening to you, but I want you to tell me why you think I wasn't fair to you.
Because you weren't. You're just like the rest of the bloody human beings. I thought you might have been a friend or something that I could ring up and talk to, but you can't. You're just like the rest of the bloody human beings. None of you bastards are worth knowing.
Oh, Brian, that's crazy talk. Brian, that's silly to say that. You can't brand all human beings like that. That's just silly.
I haven't got a friend in the world, and the quicker I leave this world, the bloody better it might be.
No, you must. I mean, oh, God. What do you do with Brian? I mean, you know, we had a lot of calls yesterday saying, congratulating us on how we handled the call. How the hell do you handle a call like that? I mean, I just can't fathom it out. I'd love to help the fella. I really would. I'd love to be able to help him to do something to make him feel better, to make him feel wanted. You know, we had the Salvation Army get in touch with us, and I just really am at my wit's end about him. You know, I want to be able to do something to help him. We all want to be able to do something to help him. But how can I help him if he's just going to be like that? He's just angry with the whole world. And the whole world, as Louis Armstrong will tell you, is a wonderful place. And it really is. When you think of the Dales we've got in the world, when you think of some of the great singers and some of the great comedians and some of the great actors and the artists and the composers, I mean, the world is full of wonderful people. And Brian just doesn't like any of them. You know, I really wish there was something that I could do. I really do. I mean, I like the fella. He doesn't like me much. But I like him. And I'd love to be able to help him, but it would appear that he's not prepared to be helped. But to you people who phoned and contacted us yesterday in relation to the way we handled the call, I thank you very much for your complimentary messages. We simply did our best, that's all. And sometimes you've got to be a little cruel to be a little kind. And I simply told Brian it'd be a good idea if he did go down to the pub. And then he said he didn't drink. And I said, we'll have a lemonade. And then he said, you bastards in the hotel are all going to be just the same as the rest of the world. You know, it's not an easy task. And apart from that, remember, I'm not a psychologist. No. I'm just a broadcaster. I am not a psychologist. But I'll help anybody I can along the way. And if there had been a way to help Brian, I would have helped him. I mean, if he needed some money, I would have given him some money. If he needed food, I would have organized that. The Salvation Army was sympathetic to him, and I believe we were sympathetic to him. Anyway, enough. I just wish we could do more, but it would appear that's going to be an impossibility. I think we've got Hetty Johnson on the line. Are you there, Hetty?
I am indeed, John.
Long time since we've talked to each other.
Yes, and John, I have to say, your interview with that gentleman, Paul Brian, was just horrible.
Why?
John,
why?
Because you accused him. You didn't. You blamed him. He didn't scream. He didn't yell. You have no understanding of what it is, clearly, to be a young person and in the situation he was, isolated on a property.
No, well, of course, hang on. Of course I don't have any first-hand understanding of such an incident, but I thought, you know, the kid was 10 or 11, I think, at the time. Wouldn't a 10 or 11-year-old boy scream and yell and kick his legs?
No, he wouldn't, John. And,
really? Will you tell me why? How do you know more about it than I do?
John, you've got... Because they're not in a situation of power. They're not in a situation where kicking and screaming would do any good most of the time. These kids are scared. They're frightened. They're being attacked by an older person. And to have somebody like you... Honestly, John, I'm so disappointed. I've never heard a more revolting interview in all my life.
You come on,
Hedy. Then you wanted him to thank you for it, for God's sake.
What do you mean I wanted him to thank me for it?
You said at least three or four times, I really hope that talking to me has helped. No, he said it didn't help. Well, that's a shame, isn't it? And then at the very end, you still made him thank you for absolutely appallingly. That was appalling, and we will be lodging a formal complaint.
It comes on the back of
another one you did not that long ago with that 13-year-old girl or that woman.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Just make a rule
there
for yourself not to talk about this issue on air, and you'll be fine. Seriously, you can't do it. You've got no understanding.
No, well, I beg your pardon?
It was cruel. And that man may now go and harm himself. And he did contact us. He was putting out there, he wanted to know who Bravehearts was, and that woman from Brisbane. He was talking about me, one of your wonderful staff.
Yeah, we gave him the Bravehearts number.
Though. Not you, though. You wanted to dismiss
it. Now, come on, Hedy. You don't know how this program...
He was reaching out for
Hedy, don't talk over the top of me. You don't know how this program runs. I told one of my assistants to get on to anybody who could help him and to get onto it immediately.
Yeah,
don't know how this program runs.
Oh, John, I know how this runs, and you just don't. Just don't do it. Just don't talk to... They deserve so much better than speaking to you. That was appalling. Absolutely appalling.
I'm sorry. I disagree with you. Did you hear him this morning?
I heard him on the phone in this office yesterday, John, and you treated him appalling. And this morning he told you himself what he thinks of you.
Yes.
And he's absolutely right.
Okay, well, that's my... Well, my God, you can be a piece of work when you want to be.
Well, John, I'm defending the people that we're on this planet to look after these people, and to hear someone talk to them the way you did with absolutely no understanding.
Well, I don't accept that. Did you hear the entire interview?
I heard the entire interview. In fact, I recorded it. We've got it here, and we've listened to it. Half our staff can't even listen to it. It was so appalling.
Come on. I'll get the interview out and play it again for the public.
You play it again. You play it again to the committee that we're going to complain to.
I'm not going to play it to the committee. I'm going to play it to the people.
Show them how appalling you are. That poor man. He's 80 years old.
My God, you can be a piece of work.
Anyone's a piece of work that doesn't agree with you. As long as everyone's nodding and smiling, that's wrong.
Listen, Hedy, I can remember when I used to do
You owe that man an apology, John, and I think that's what you need to be doing now.
And then
never speak to another survivor again because you've got no idea.
Don't tell me what to do with my life. Don't tell me who I can speak to and who the hell do you think you are?
Well, I'm here. Well, John, it's up to you. If you want phone calls like this, and I'm not finished with this. I mean, this is just appalling. You need to know how appalling this is.
Okay, well, you can do whatever you like with it, Hedy.
You can guarantee that.
Okay, well, that's fine. You can do whatever you like with it. But I can tell you something. I handled that call the way I thought was correct and possible. We've had it checked since, and the people who have checked it... Beg your pardon?
With whom? Who checked it, John?
Legally, we had it checked.
Oh, legally.
Yes, right.
Why don't you go and check it with a psychologist or someone knows how to talk to survivors of childhood harm.
Okay, but...
John, these people are very destroyed.
Look, I know, Hedy, beyond comprehension. But he hated the world.
Well, John, the world, if you're a representative or that phone call was a representative of the world, not a wonder. Now he's hung up saying it's better that he's not here. I do hope nothing terrible happens to that man.
I'm sure nothing terrible will happen to him, but you might like to keep something in mind. I'm not a psychologist, I'm a broadcaster, and to my knowledge, you're not a psychologist either.
You don't need to be a psychologist to have moral understanding of this, John, and to treat people with dignity and treat people with care. He didn't have to thank you. Thank you for treating him appallingly, is what you did. No understanding.
No, you blamed him.
You blamed him for it.
I did not.
Don't,
listen, Hedy, don't tell lies. I did not blame him for it at all.
your whole interview was victim blaming, even if you don't realise it.
And there were great gaps in the interview. He wouldn't reply. That's why I had to say thank you or say goodbye.